So we talk a lot about Jerry almost killing himself on the golf course with the golf ball off the tree, hitting him in the face in front of his family. And Jerry's tired of hearing about that. And everybody sends him videos of guys hitting golf balls off trees. Yesterday, I was behind a tree. You ducked and put the plexiglass up on the golf cart thinking that there was a chance that I would hit the tree and it would come back. So it's always in our head, things that could happen.
Now, all I could think like about that was that if you hit that tree and it came back and hit me in the head.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What an epic death.
Exactly. And I was just thinking to myself, I can't let this happen. I got to be more aware of what's going on.
Got to be more aware. Yeah. So the reason I bring all this stuff up is Joe Buck and his wife, Michelle Buck, had one of the most incredible moments of golf ball unfortunate hitting, for lack of a better term, that I've ever heard in my life. So they're playing at Lake Tahoe. It's after that whole pro-am thing that they do where everybody's out there playing, and they're out on the course, and it's late, and it's just the two of them because they don't get to spend enough time together and just hanging out and doing stuff. So it's just the two of them, and, you know, she's hitting some balls, he's hitting some balls, have a couple drinks, he says. And then she, as he said, you know, throughout their courtship, she's done these, like, splits where she'll, like, do, like, a handstand and then put her legs out. Like, it's like a thing that she does, you know, because...
And that is interesting.
Yeah, well, she does that just to, like, impress, like, you know, like...
A handstand with splits.
Yeah, like you do a handstand and she puts her, like, it's like a yoga pose or something she likes to do.
That's like a gymnast.
Yeah. Like, so she likes to do that.
Oh, okay.
So she does this in front of the tee box. And I don't know if he was trying to hit the ball in between her legs, like field goal posts, or wasn't aiming at it at all or whatever. But he hit the ball and it went right into her ankle at a high speed and shattered her ankle, and she had to have surgery on it. Now, you want to talk about...
Now, these two are on the golf course. She's doing this yoga gymnast move.
Yeah.
And he's trying to tee the ball off.
Yes.
So she had to know that he was hitting the ball.
Oh, yeah. They were out there just...
Now, is this something that they planned, or did she just put herself in front of him hitting the ball, or is it something that they tried to put on Instagram?
They didn't try to put it on Instagram. They did tell the story yesterday. I can't answer all of those questions. He did put out a video explaining it, but I think they were just having some fun. She was doing her thing, and they didn't think that was going to happen.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. She sounds great.
Yeah, of course she sounds great.
She got hit in the ankle, and yeah. Did he say that she got mad at him or anything?
No, it didn't sound like it.
Wow.
Yeah, it didn't sound like it. Just was an unfortunate situation.
Was she a gymnast or something?
I don't know. I wish I knew these answers.
She's on TV. She's the sports
reporter.
She is,
yeah. Yep, I mean, there's a whole, I'm sure Jerry has it, there's a whole explanation from Joe Buck, and I watched most of it to understand what was going on. So it all started because Adam Schefter put out a breaking news. Michelle Buck has surgery. Like, having fun with it, because they're colleagues, obviously, at ESPN. And it was because Joe hit her with a golf ball. So then he had to go on and explain the whole situation, and he did.
That is perfect.
Yeah, I mean, imagine, though, that how bad would it have been if, like, it was a serious injury? Like, I mean, I understand it's serious, she had surgery, but, like, if it was like a Jerry Recco in the face, got hit in the face and bloodied and all that stuff.
I mean,
stuff.
He could have hit her in the ass. He could have hit her in the head if he worm burned one.
Exactly.
I'm kind of thinking how she was flipping over and her legs were like this.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. So he must have hook shanked one or something. Was it the right ankle or the left ankle? Do we know?
I don't know.
Was it a high fade?
I don't know. I'm thinking he was probably trying to hit in between the legs, like a.
That's another dangerous area. That's. How about if she did that to him?
Yeah, I mean, right. That would be a problem. That would absolutely.
I mean,
be a problem.
That's a very interesting thing. I would have never thought that her ankle was broken because she did a flip in front of him and he teed off, or he was teeing off?
Yeah, on 10, he said.
On 10. So he had the driver.
He did. Yep. Oof. Yeah. Shattered his wife's ankle.